the rest of the story. They called him the Badlands, appropriately. And Mingusville was one of those tiny Wild West oases replete with raucous cowboys and one unsavory saloon. It was August 1884. Strange chill for a summer night in the Dakota Territory that night. The stranger rode into town. From the look of him, he'd been traveling the open range for days. He wore a broad-brimmed hat, something like a sombrero. He was clad collar to ankle in buckskin. Silver spurs jangled as he strode through the swinging barroom doors. Even as a stranger, the lone cowboy might have drifted unnoticed into these coarse surroundings, but for that one something which attracted much attention. This cowboy was wearing glasses. You never think of a cowboy wearing glasses. Well, neither had the rough, tough patrons of the Mingusville Saloon. In fact, one of them already had his guns drawn and called out to the stranger, "Hey, Four Eyes." He said, "Four Eyes is going to buy a round of drinks for everybody." He didn't say "or else," but the "or else" was implicit. So everybody laughed, except the stranger. He said nothing. The stranger just walked over to a table and sat down. Then this local cowboy, the fellow with a gun in each hand, followed the stranger to the table and with a string of strident profanity repeated his demand that Four Eyes was going to set up the house for drinks. The bespectacled stranger rose slowly from his chair, and he struck as suddenly as a scorpion with three hard punches, bang, 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 right to the body of his tormentor. The guns fired before their owner fell unconscious to the barroom floor. The stranger was unharmed. Now, did any other cowpoke in the saloon care to call him Four Eyes? The answer was no. The incident of which you just learned really happened in the Dakota Badlands in the summer of 1884. The bespectacled cowboy was always in one way or another having to prove himself tougher than his eyeglasses suggested that he might be. His early days in the Badlands were spent as a buffalo hunter. He later turned cattle rancher. All in all, he spent about 10 years in the territory, and then one day he moved on. He moved east from whence he had come. You see, there was one thing about this particular cowboy that kind of set him apart from perhaps every other cowboy in American Wild West history. He'd graduated from Harvard. That's right, he had a degree from Harvard University. And yet, despite his highest education, which might have qualified him to pursue any profession in the world, he chose, at least for a raw, rugged, wild, wonderful while, the life of the cowboy. Now, you might have called him Four Eyes had you met him in those days, but it would have been wise for you to smile if you said it. The bespectacled Badlander later became President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. And now you know the rest of the story.